You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavach. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you? A happy Monday. Oh my God, is this the last Monday? Oh,
this
shoot.
This is Thanksgiving week.
This is Thanksgiving week.
I know. Happy Thanksgiving, Jess.
Happy Thanksgiving. We normally like do our family.
Yeah, but you know, we wanted something different this year because we've been doing that for every year. And I think everyone is with, you know, those who are with our family this year.
Yeah.
It's like we know we're grateful for them. But we have a fun show today because, you know, in the spirit of gratitude, it's really just giving back to women today. You know,
hey,
we hear you, we see you, you matter. And really just to give something that's, I think, a fun show. When we received our guest information, Julie's information, said, Jess, we have to have her on the show because we're creating lasting beauty rituals inside and out today.
Inside and out. I love, actually, I had a talk with her a little bit and she was like, I love the way, you know, everything that she says about how it's not just the outside. It's also the inside, your character and everything. And she's actually been into skin since she was like 6 years old, I believe.
You know, it's interesting too. You can tell from a personality also. You know, if someone isn't happy on the inside, it usually shows in their skin, their face, their demeanor, their exterior.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so there's definitely beauty inside and outside. And, you know, I remember getting into a fight with someone once and I told her that she was just as ugly as she is on the outside as she is on the inside. But I didn't mean to say in that way. But the way that it was said was, it's like, that's a reflection. The inside, she's not a nice person. So her face, you know, her skin isn't good. Her hair isn't good. She looks exhausted. She looks tired. You know, she's overweight. So it was like all of these things. It's like, take care of yourself. Take care of your inside. Because once you take, you know, there's that famous saying that if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? You know?
That's
so it's
so
like
true.
When you take care of your insides, when you take care of yourself, the food you eat, the people you allow yourself to make love with. You know, if we just go around sleeping with everybody, that also is a reflection of how our skin is, how our face is, and how we are as a person. You know, we have to be selective in everything we do, in what we eat and who we sleep with and what we put on our face.
But there are also women who actually look so good, so polished. But then again,
the polished is because, you know, the reality is a polished heart is also another thing. You know,
ooh, I like that.
It's easy to have face, you know, to have surgery and everything.
Everything looks good.
Here's that, what I know for sure too.
Yeah.
Like when you wash your makeup off at the end of the day, how does your skin look afterwards? You know, we see all these tutorials on Instagram and TikTok and everything, and everybody's just like so all the makeup. That when they take all their makeup off, the men can wake up and be like, who are you? I didn't go to bed with you.
Oh my God.
You know? So don't always trust the image. Don't always trust the image. You know, because these TikTok stars, they all look so good and then they wash off their face and then they look, you know, they're broken on the inside and they're just broken on the outside as
well.
We're not here to judge. You know, we sound so judgmental. It's judgmental Mondays on The Polished Woman.
No, I know. It's just gratitude.
I'm Jessica, producer.
No, but I was just saying, I was going to post something this week and I was like, you know what? And it showed, you know, I have three kids. I have stretch marks. I have a little bit of fat. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to show this and post it. And who cares? You know, stop face-tuning your face.
It's life. You know, enjoy life.
Show who you are.
But, you know, in the spirit of gratitude and in all reality, you know, I like to joke. But we're here to really deliver a fun show where, you know, we get everyone laughing. And don't compare yourself to others. That's my tip of beauty. Never compare yourself to others. And Jess, I'm looking forward to today's show, but I'm grateful for you. Before we get into the show, I want to ask you, what are you grateful for this year? To be here right now. I mean, that's just every day. You know, every moment I'm grateful for right now, for this now moment.
Yes.
You know, and I'm grateful for my friends, for my family. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful that every moment in my life unfolds exactly how it's supposed to. And I'm grateful to know that. You know, I'm grateful to know that where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
I know. That's so good. Just grateful for being alive
here, and healthy. Yeah.
Right now and doing our purpose and just making, you know, other people happy and just giving love and just, you know.
Beauty on the inside and out.
Yeah, beauty on the inside and out. So that's why today I want to give all of you women, you know, the advice that the skin guru can actually, you know, she will give us. And she's been in this beauty business for like so many years.
A long time.
Yeah, long time.
But you know, Jess, you're also in the business because you're working on your product still.
Yes.
We have to talk about it because I know that everyone, this is like, you know, I'm going to ask you a question first. Do you know how many months an elephant is pregnant for?
How many months?
22 months.
Wait, what? Why?
An elephant, because that's how long they carry. So when there's a project that takes a long time, I refer to it as the elephant birth. Because it's like we talk about it, we talk about it, we talk about it. And it feels like we've been talking about it forever. And we have been talking about it for almost 2 years, if not more.
I know.
And
I
so now it's you're getting ready to give birth to your new product.
Giving birth. Actually,
the elephant birth.
I just had a confirmation from God last, I think, Friday or Thursday about, you know, everything. And about like, and I'm going to make him my partner, literally, like my partner, like 10% I'll give it to God, 10% I'll give it to, you know, whoever God will assign me, you know, assign that I will give that, you know, percentage to. And so, yeah. And I actually, I have a name. It's Kiki Wash.
There you
go. Kiki Wash by the Polished Woman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I prayed about it. I ask a lot of people, but you know what? In my heart, I'm like, you know what? I'll decide and I'll ask God. So finally, that was the thing that, and beautiful. I decided on my own. So that's like, yeah.
Great. Well, we've got to decide to get into this show right now.
Yeah.
So I love you. Have a wonderful show. And I'm
grateful.
Tell us about Julie before we bring her on.
Yeah, so Julie, she's the skin guru and love. She's there. She's actually in New York. Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's in New York. And she's the skin guru of a lot of women. And she's just concocted, is that the right word?
Yeah.
This whole beauty regimen, love, that is, it's amazing. And she's been doing it since, you know, for so many years, but her love for skin and for beauty, you know, started when she was at a very young age. And she just, you know what, this is my passion and I'll make the business all of it. But you will hear about her story, but amazing, amazing story, how she started. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's bring her on. I'm out of here. I'm going to go into the booth and I'm going to talk in your ear throughout the show. And have a great show, Jess.
Thanks, Max. Thanks. Love you. Okay. This is a quote by Audrey Hepburn. If talking about beauty, she's the one that we have to, you know, of course, we follow her. Beauty is being the best possible of yourself inside and out. And that is what we're going to talk about today with our very, very special guest. And I want you to take a minute and think about the last time that you felt truly beautiful. When was that, ladies? When was the last time you felt truly beautiful, like inside and out, and like have peace? What were you doing during that time? What were you wearing? How was your hairstyle? And, you know, were you wearing makeup or nothing? You know, who was with you that time? How long ago was it? Hold on to that image as you listen to the show today and know that the beautiful woman isn't just the same as, isn't just some part, past or temporary version of yourself. She's always with you. Right? Isn't it so good? Okay. I'm joined today by the incredible Julie Lynn. Hi.
Hello.
She has chosen to do this very first podcast interview here with us today on the Polished Woman Show.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
How are you? Oh my gosh. Look at her skin, you guys. So radiant. It's like just there's so much radiance inside you and your beauty and just, you know,
so
amazing.
Are you. Look at you.
Thank you. It's all the stuff that we're doing, right? Like taking care of ourselves.
Yes.
So Julie, I told them that you have been doing this for like so many years. I want to start with your life, you know, like, is there any testimony or life story that you want to, you know, before I ask you questions about beauty, how did you start all of this? How did you love, you know, skin and, you know, the beauty, about anything about beauty? How did you start?
Well, I would have to say that when I was younger, I grew up in the environment where people were into their rituals, and it wasn't just the goal of the end result, it was the ritual in itself. So I remember when I was around 6, 7, I witnessed a neighbor who was getting married in Southern Asia. And
I love this story.
The whole village was kind of putting a lot of effort to make this kind of an experience for this bride. So it wasn't just buying stuff to put it together for like the mud mask, the mask. All of us, we went to pick up the flowers, the herbs, the, you know, it was all from the ground, and then we're all working together. I'm sure you can relate. Philippines is the same way.
Yes, yes.
You know, everyone comes together, and because it's like a beautiful ceremony, right? You're participating into this beauty. You're not getting married, but you feel beautiful because
you're a part of it. Yes,
exactly. So I think that was kind of like the first time that I said, oh my God. And then whatever leftovers, they gave them to me, and I was saving them and I was playing with them. And it was so natural. You know, I just loved the act of that beauty ritual. It wasn't so much, oh, am I going to get good skin from it? I mean, what do I know? I'm 6'7". It was this act, you know. I think a lot of children, girls today can relate when they have Barbie dolls, like when you brush their hair, when you put their new clothes on.
So I know that feeling.
Yeah. So you're making something beautiful and you're making it. And that to me calls more of a ritual rather than just doing something for someone else. It was to make you feel great. So, and you know, that's kind of how I started to research.
And I kind of want the story. I love your story about how you're from Southeast Asia, and then you're also like a European, you know, you have a European blood. And you just kind of like combined to get, you know, combined everything, you know, both, and work this whole beauty ritual. I kind of, you know, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I grew up with a father that was a physicist and built electricity in third world countries. When I was, you know, young, and it was all about science and everything based on science. That's the way he believed. And then I had a granddad who was a shaman or medicine man in the jungle that believes in earth energy. Everything is all energy. So when you think about energy, it's also science, except that two different languages, right? The way you see energy and science. So as I grew older, I just couldn't choose one or the other. If I felt something, I realized that had to do with that energy that my grandfather had brought me, you know, to my attention, wisdom and about loving yourself, about, you know, what's around it, be present moment, meditate, mindfulness. And then I had a dad that was all about, you know, creation of results based on science. So I chose neither, and I just said, I'm just going to be balanced. And I call that my yin and yang, right? So, so I'm balanced in that part as far as, you know. And then I'm just sharing what I know and what I've experienced, whether it's in beauty or life and wisdom, to all my clients. And it just kind of, you know, give incredible reactions.
And then, but how about the business? How did you start this business? I mean, did you, you know, for women out there who wants to start a business as well, you know, in the beauty industry, did you start with just a couple of, what do you call this, skincare? Or did you start as, how did you start being in this business?
That was really funny. I built several spas in this country. And funny enough, you know, I go to a spa thinking I'm just going to get a job by doing, making people feel, look beautiful. But then I always end up being the director of the spa. Yeah. So therefore, I get to oversee and understand the business a little bit more. But then I decided to go on my own. And that's when things kind of started a bit, because just doing the treatments, making a client look great and then feel great when they leave was all I could think of. But then 6 months in, they were like, don't you have any products? Like, you tell me to go buy this, but can't you just create some products? You know, people think it's so easy to just create products.
Oh gosh, no.
Yeah.
It's hard, yeah.
So I begin to, okay, you know what? I'm going to share what I do for my skin. I mix and match. I studied chemistry a little bit. And I said, okay, I'm just going to do this. So like I said, you know, an example, if you come in and then you have this kind of skin, I would give you a potion and it calls Jessica on it. So
nice.
A new one that comes
back.
Can I
have my own potion?
Yes, you can have your own potion. I mean, back then, all I did was just, okay, it's Jessica, you know, and anybody who had your skin, all right, you have a Jessica skin. So you get a Jessica serum, you know, it was like that. But then it started to expand. So it wasn't like I sat there and said, hey, I want to create skincare product. It wasn't like that. It was kind of like push from the universe saying that, okay, you know what, you on a right blueprint here, so you're just going to go with the flow. So anything that I do all my life is always based on the flow of energy. I don't know any other way.
So have you tried any, you know, beauty regimen before you started this? I mean, what was the best thing that you think you tried it, you know, like a procedure or something, you know, like a beauty procedure, like, oh my gosh, this is like, I want to share this right away, you know, because I'm like that when I do something, I was like, or when I have something, I was like, I would call my friends, oh my God, you guys have to try this, you know, like I share it like right away, because I want I'm very obsessed with baking, you know, that's why I think I have this whole polish room, and I'm obsessed with like, oh my God, you guys, you have to try this, you know, like helping other women look beautiful as well, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of procedure have you done or beauty regimen that you're like, oh my gosh, this is why I want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, what difference did it make to you? What difference did it do to you?
Yeah, I think when I was 14, 15, I rode a bike down to this tiny little house, and I was curious about this tiny little house where I lived in Sweden, one of the city. And I went in, and there was this Polish woman in a white coat. And I asked her, what do you do here? I was already into makeup and so forth. And mind you, I already used Kanebo product at 10 years old.
Oh, so my gosh, already I into remember the Kanebo product.
You remember them? Oh, my God. They were so great.
Oh, my gosh. They were so good.
Oh, so good. So, and
Can I just say Kanebo product is like, you know, in Asia, it's like the oil of olay here, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they had these three steps, you know, like the cleanser, the toner, and the moisturizer. Like,
and that's it.
I saved my money at 10 years old to have my mom take me to a store where they would sell Kanebo products. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. My mom was like, what are you doing? You're 10, you know? But but at 15, I went to this woman, and then she said, I do facials. And I said, what's a facial, you know? Oh, well, I squeeze out and so forth. And I said, oh, I should come for a facial. And she thought I was a little bit too young. I said, no, I want to have it done. So, of course, back then it was like this 2 hours facial, an hour in the steam, you know, for an hour, you're under the steam, basically. So I looked around, I spied around what is going on in this room. And so, of course, I biked home. I called all my friends, hey, do you want a facial? So I improvised. I was like, this is what she did. And then I want to see what happened. So So a year later, I had a friend who biked, and then she fell on the ground and scraped half of her face. And I immediately thought that was, wow, that was a good challenge. I said, come over to my house and I'm going to do something here. So I remember I took a new toothbrush, brush off all the sand and stones, and I had my grandfather's skin potion. It was this oil that was for everything. You have headache, you apply that on. You have stomach pain, you apply that on.
So wait, what's that? I like that.
It was like some herbs. Yeah, it was all these herbs that have been put together. So I applied on her, didn't see her for a week, was kind of nervous. Oh my God, you know, because she was bleeding and all that. The week later, I see her in school, smooth skin, super smooth. That is when I realized, in order to make skin, you know, kind of like get rid of the lines, scars, or that, you have to create injuries. So I already knew it back then. Then I was doing research. What kind of injuries can I do on the skin? I can't tell my friends to fall on the bike, you know, every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's kind of how it started.
That's so cool. So wait, aren't you happy now? You know, we like, you know, we during our, I mean, our time, I don't know how, you know, but I'm 50 and my, in my 50s. And during our time, you know,
you look amazing. We're used to, you look
thank
amazing.
You. Thank you. Coming from you, Julie. Oh my God. Thank you. You know, I remembered my mom would always like, you know, use like herbs and stuff. And then all of a sudden from that on that, you know, those years you stop, and then everything was about, you know, chemical and science, you know, all of those stuff. But nowadays, now we went back to like, going back to the herbs, and now it's all organic, and now it's all plant-based. It's all, do you believe that somehow it's actually good to have like a plant-based, like really plant-based ingredients for a beauty, what do you call that, cream or some moisturizer, or somehow you would put a little bit of, not synthetic, I don't know what you call it, but
bio-made,
a little bit of, bio-made or, you know, ingredients in a moisturizer or a cream. Yeah. What is your, you know, what is your advice on that one?
I think you kind of need both. And me being working on skin for over 20 years, like literally seeing skin hands-on on a daily basis, I think you could do both. You know, today also, we don't feed ourselves with all plant-based products.
Yes.
And we understand that now was not good for you, right? You know, all this processed food. So it's all about balance. So if you come to see me
like
and you've got tons of wrinkles, and then you say, Julie, I want this off. And then I would ask you, okay, how long do I have? What is achievable and so forth? So when it comes to something that you need to correct immediately, you need to use something that challenged the body, a synthetic or some bio-made apple, an example, not a real apple, but it's a bio-made apple, because that is more sustainable.
What does that mean compound. To challenge the, what is that? What does it mean to challenge your body?
Well, because if I were to feed you with spinach, your body would understand this is spinach coming every day, right?
Yeah.
But if I said, you know what, today I'm going to give you a red spinach, a little different. It's not from the ground. So your body kind of, all right, that's a challenge. So I need to understand what this is and break it down. So when it comes to skin, it's all about what it can do for the surface of the skin, but also feed the layers of the skin.
The layers of skin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if
which
you
is
go
the
inside.
Deeper part. Which is why I like one of your, I don't know if you call it a wand or something, right?
The wand?
Yeah, I don't know if you call it a wand or something, but you have something, that you showed me. Sam, can we show this? Yes. You sent me a before and after of that. And
yes,
I think it's good to combine that with whatever moisturizer or, you know, skin regimen that you have, and combine it so it will deeper onto your, you know, your skin, right?
Yes, because when you open the skin up, it's all science. There's no plant-based in there.
So you can see it. You can see it, ladies. Yeah. And this is the one. And look at the, you know, the difference. Like how many weeks or months have,
this is first time
to use this?
I mean, you see immediate results. when you start using it. Because why? It helps increase a lot of blood flow, and it also kick in with the oxygenation in the skin. So your body is kind of creating this bioelectricity because it has microcurrents, but it uses a solar panel, so it absorbs the energy and transmit that current into these four rollers. And when you apply it on your skin, that reaction is a kick up, right? So beneath the skin, it's like some activity is happening. And that activity in itself slowly will help to build collagen, because it will trigger your fibroblasts to build more collagen. So it, that's why you need more than just products, because products can only do so much. It can feed the cells. It can, you know, get rid of impurities or, you know, whatever surface level you see. But when it comes to encouraging beneath the skin, you have to use some sort of tools. And that's been used in skincare treatments, in facials and so on for some time. Only now that all these devices have been offered for at home, so that, you know, you can add that into your
And you can add that to your beauty regimen. Oh my god, that's so good.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna have to try that, Julie.
Have to give you this one.
Yeah, and then we're gonna see.
We're gonna talk.
I know, we're gonna talk about that. Now let's go over to the inside now. Now we talked about the outside and everything, how to take care. Now I want you to share how do you get that beauty inside? When I spoke to you the other day, you mentioned about how you spent your time with your grandfather, I believe, right? Your grandfather, how he, you know, he really, what do you call that? He made you like really stay grounded and everything. So can you share about that, the whole beauty inside this time?
Yeah, I think I learned so much from him because I saw the magic that he did for a lot of people. You know, people from Southern Asia would just come in and sit down and listen. And I was kind of always in that environment. And I've always wondered, how come they come in, they cry, and then they come out, they're happy. Oh. Like, you know, how does this work, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I think it's all about being a present moment. I think we forget that sometimes, to be present with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We are present in our, you know, in our physical body, but we're not present with our mind, and we're not really present with how we feel. So oftentimes we don't ask ourselves, what makes your heart smile today? You know, what will it make?
Oh, I like that. What makes my heart smile today?
Yeah.
I like that.
So I think it's really important, and I've for many years offered looking, thinking, feeling beautiful inside out kind of coaching, and everyone that lays on my table get that coaching automatically. And because I think it begins with your mind, you have to have some sort of positivity to wanting to make a difference in your life. You know, it takes a mind to say that, you know what, I look at myself, I don't like it, I need to go to the gym, or I need to get rid of that wrinkle. So I need to, it takes the mind, that power of the mind, to create that action. Then once you take care of yourself and getting to that goal, then you start feeling amazing. And when you feel amazing, you look your very best, and you think more positive, I believe that that's when you really attract beauty. Really attract beauty.
I love this. What makes you happy today, Julie? What makes your heart happy today? Yeah, what makes your heart smile today?
Yes, I ask that myself every day, and I'm pretty much sharing to everyone or my clients. You know, you always have to ask, what makes my heart smile today? You know, is it to have this? Put these clothes on? Is it to have my hair differently? To have, you know, what does it mean for me, embracing me and take care of me? I think that to me is my beauty rituals that comes with not just the skincare routine, but also what makes my heart smile, because I have to make other people's hearts sing, right? So if I'm not smiling, who's going to lay on my table? I'm thinking, oh my God, just like Max said, right? You know, you can see when somebody is not feeling well emotionally, it shows on the external self. So I I want it to be the opposite. I want people to come in, like I said, crying and then leave happy, you know?
Yeah, so, that's such a good feeling.
Yes.
Right? I feel like, what do you advise women that says, oh, I don't have time for any beauty, you know, routine or beauty regimen. Like, I just have so many kids and I just don't have, I just apply whatever, you know? What advice can you give these women? Well, then out there.
Yeah. Number one is asking yourself, are you happy at that? Or do you have complaints? I don't know anybody who had no complaint about their skin, but you know, what they do is they come here and they say that, look at all my wrinkles, my face is falling down. And this is because I have 3 kids and a husband that I have to take care of.
Yeah.
And then I tell them, what can you do every day, 1% each day? What can you do that 1% each day? You know, and that could mean just 10 minutes a day to do something for yourself.
Yeah.
Is it to step away? Is it to put a mask on? Is it, you know, where can you fit in that 1% beauty ritual into your life?
Yeah.
So, but if you come in and you say, I have this and this and this and this, but do nothing for it.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, then you need to shape up. I mean, because if you do nothing,
and step up.
Yeah, if you do nothing, nothing is going to happen. I mean, literally.
Yeah, and ladies, you need to look beautiful. I mean, you know, it's not. I think it's wrong. I think you need to look beautiful inside and out. It's also, it's for yourself, but it's also. I mean, it's also. It will help your marriage as well, right?
Absolutely.
Oh my God!
You know, if you're a happy person, everyone flocks to you, right? Everyone like a magnet. They're like, okay, she has something I want.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure what it is, right?
Yeah.
So I think it has to do with that energy that exudes out, you know, that radiates from inside out. Is if you feel beautiful, it's going to show. I always say flaunt that glow, you know, because it's, you can't keep it inside. It's not possible. But you have to do the work. It's nothing is coming, you know, there's no secret. You have to do the work.
Yes,
even
so
just
true.
Rolling yourself every day, it's you taking care of you. That is a beauty ritual. It's a me time.
Yeah.
So if you don't do anything and you just complain.
That's so true. And you mentioned to me that some of your, you know, you have encountered clients that, you know, you have encountered clients that, oh my God, why do you have to wait until you're so and so years old?
Yes.
Or why do you have to wait until your hair, you know, your face is all wrinkly before you come to me?
Yes.
You know,
I oftentimes, 10 years too late. I tell them. You should have come to see me 10 years ago, and then you should have had a good skincare routine. Yeah.
And they have to be patient, right? You don't see the difference, like, you know, right away. It's very, you know, it's gradually, it's slowly that you'll see a big difference.
Yes.
Very subtle.
It all depends on what you do. I mean, I have managed to put together layering the treatments or my method for 20 years by creating injuries, but yet not to give you that instant result that you want to see. But at the same time, on a long-term basis. So I've managed to do that for all these years. And most of my clients who've seen me for 15 years, they look 15 years younger. They look 20 years younger.
Aww.
But they also, you know, get the encouragement from me, right? I'm like, you know, you need to do this. This is what it takes.
Yeah.
And you have to make it easy. You know, where I meet them wherever they are. I don't give them like 7-step beauty routine if they can only do one thing. So
yes.
So that's what I mean by that 1%, you know, what can you add or, you know, remove each day to give you.
Yeah, that's so true. What can you add and then remove something that's actually not needed? And not just, you know, not just for beauty routine, but for everyday life as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's being human. It's like...
No, that's so true.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a personal beauty routine that you follow? Like, coming from you, Julie, who has the skin guru, I mean, What is the beauty routine that you follow?
Number one, I tell all my clients, when you wake up in the morning, you have to look at yourself naked. And you have
yes, to say, I love that. You told me that. I know.
You have to admire yourself. And you have to say, oh, hello, gorgeous. You know, how beautiful you are today. You have to. Like, I've done that for like 35 years. So you have to. It's necessary. You're right, though.
It's in the beginning, you're like, ew. You don't want to do it.
I mean, most of my clients, they're like, that's embarrassing. I can't do that. My husband at home, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I said, don't go to the bathroom where it's your quiet time and you look at yourself and create the positivity already then. Because most people, when they wake up, they look at themselves in the mirror and they go, oh my God, I look like I feel, right? Look like I had 10 glasses of wine. Look like I had too much fun last night. And that's okay. So take responsibility and reverse that. And, you know, you can always do something. Positive thinking attracts more beauty into your life and you radiate that. So glowing is not always something you put on. It's also, you know, what you feel and think. So I think that's really important. For me, that's what I do every morning. So,
wow, Julie, I'm going to do that every morning now. I'll think of everything and like, okay.
Yeah, well, it's going to feel weird the first week. Yeah. But then the second week, it became like, you know what? I'm feeling good because I'm telling you, everything is based on energy. Words is based on energy, right? So whether it's negative energy or positive energy, we are like microcurrent. We are electricity. Yeah. You want to electrify yourself? Then you got to recharge it, right? So, and then I have my wand. I use my devices. I wanted something that was easy to use, no plugs in, no special gel.
Yeah.
This is what I came up with. And I do this at AM, the one with the spike at PM to encourage more collagen production.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes. And then I follow a routine, you know, and I love doing my beauty ritual because it makes me feel great. You know, putting stuff on. I know that,
Another question that I don't want to forget. Do you advise women to use the same moisturizer, the same creams or the same beauty regimen every single day? Or do you advise women to at least for this today, it's this and, you know, and then the second maybe is this, like different creams every week or every day? I mean, what is your advice on that? Because me, what I do is every day I change it. But it's the same cream. It's the same cream. But then today is this. Tomorrow is that. Somehow I believe that if your skin got used to the same cream over and over again, it's like, you know, working out. Like if you work out the same, you know, the same routine every day and then it's not working. So you have to kind of like change it, switch it. Yeah. Do you do the same thing with skin?
Yeah, I think I switch all my clients' skincare every 2 months. Right.
So I love that.
You do need to allow those ingredients to kind of be registered into your system more than one day. So, So, you know, I may say that, okay, morning routine is different. Night routine is different. Night routine is always a bit stronger because it does the work while you sleep. So you want it to repair. So you wake up rejuvenated. So during the day, you want something that's energized, makes you look less tired, make you look like more awake and have the glow, right? Yes. Because even though when people say, well, you know, I'm doing this for me. Yes, I'm doing it for me, but I like it when someone say your skin is amazing. You're glowing today, right?
Yeah.
Because then I know I did the right thing, that my routine is working because I get the compliments and that built my confidence. So no matter what, we need that external, also internal, you know, kind of reactions. So,
So you believe, I love that you believe that, you change switch every 2 months or something because I like that. I like that whole
idea. Yeah, it all depends on what you want to address. So if you have deep wrinkles, then I may give you a regimen and say, okay, these are the one that's going to help to minimize your wrinkles, soften it up while you're at home in between my treatments, because I do very aggressive treatments. So therefore, you're going to use that for 21 days. And then I get to see your skin again and said, okay, now we're going to change it up a bit to work on other areas. So it all depends what you come in with. If you have acne, I'm not going to even look at your wrinkles or anything else. I'm going to address the acne.
Address the acne, of course. Now, for women who actually who wants to go into this business of beauty business, what advice would you have for, you know, for someone who feels who feels unsure about what they about where they should start developing a beauty routine? Or what advice can you give somebody that who wants to be on a, you know, beauty business?
Number one is you have to ask yourself, how passionate are you helping others? Because at the end of the day, you want to feel great that you saved six faces. So, and then you have to ask yourself, like, am I doing this to make money? Or am I doing this for that? Because you need the balance. You can't just, you're not a charity. So you can't just make people feel, look great, but then you're miserable, can't pay your bills. So everything is about balance, and find the niche that only you know, you know, and that comes with education and knowledge. And that's really important. Like, what is your signature? Why do people come to see you, Jessica? An example, you know, like, why would they choose you and not Maria, you know?
Yeah.
What's so special about you? And number one, it has to do with your personality, right? So people like coming to see you because it's you. Number two, your knowledge. You have to have some sort of credibility. Number three is that you make a difference, you know, in their skin, in their life. You become a coach when you are a skin therapist.
You become
therapist.
Their best friend as well. Skin therapist, whatever, everything.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
I hope you got this, you women. Is there anything else?
Well, stay present with your beauty, you know. Use all your five senses, because that's when you really, truly see what beauty is, because they are all around you. So it's not just your physical self, but using your five senses to see, to hear your beautiful self. And so feeling beautiful, it must come from when you decide that you want to feel beautiful. So that's when you attract the tools for that purpose.
I love it.
That's really
Julie,
important.
Since it's going to be Thanksgiving this week, Julie is giving 20% off with code DEAL. DEAL, D-E-A-L. For women who are watching right now, she's giving this off, 20% off for all of you women. So, if you have time, go to where can they find your products and where can they find you, Julie?
Well, I am in New York City, Nomad area, but I am also travel to other cities in the world. You can find online if you purchase the products, you know, online. You could also go to Flying Solo in Soho, where they offer all my tools as well.
Oh, wait, Julie, one more thing. What can you advise men for their skin? What advice can you give men?
Yeah.
Number one tip for men.
Number one tip for men is use eye cream.
Eye cream, really, for men? Actually, you know what? That's true. No, that's because so true. My husband needs
the men that comes to see me, they may not think about their pore size, they get aging eyes much quicker because
that's
they don't
so
wear
true.
Sunglasses, they don't use anything. And those are the ones that I treat the most, is that I have to make sure that those wrinkles around the eyes get smoother. Yes.
Oh my God, that's so true. So if you need anything, Julie, you have something for the eyes, right? For men, oh my gosh.
Yes, that's the first thing I give them.
Yeah,
use
and
that.
Those
wand,
those the wand that you have, does it also work? Maybe I should do that on my husband.
Yes.
It also works for the eyes, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. We should. Yeah, ladies, you have to order that right now. And I'm going to talk more about it when we have my favorite things, because it's like amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. One more.
Okay.
What are you grateful for since it's Thanksgiving? Anything.
You know, I'm grateful. Now, it may sound kind of I'm out there.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
The way I look at gratefulness, I'm grateful every day. You know, before I go to bed, I'm grateful for being here. I'm grateful to experience all that I can experience as me. And I'm grateful for being able to give and share myself in such joy. It gives me joy to be grateful to have. I'm grateful for all my clients that supported me, being very loyal, showing that I am actually are on the right path. They are my biggest supporter. They're my fan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and just the other day, a client said to me, I've seen you almost 20 years. And one thing I must say about you is that you always have this high standard about your treatments and quality. And to me, I was so grateful for that, not expected it. You know, I'm grateful to be able to give and receive.
Wow. That's amazing. No, that's so true. When you give and give and give, you know, it's you actually don't think of anything that you want to receive from somebody. It's just, you know, it's just an amazing feeling to give something to people. Even if it's just, even if it's not, you know, what do you call this, material stuff, but something, you know, from you, from your heart.
Absolutely.
You know, just really helping. Oh my gosh, Julie. I love you.
I'm grateful to be on your show and be able to share.
Oh,
you know, as I said, this is my first time to do that on any show.
I know. Thank you so much. Is there any last three things that you can advise women? Quick.
Well,
three words. Yeah.
Make sure if you see something you don't like, address it. Don't delay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Number two is always do it for you and not for anybody else. And number three, you know, you have to flaunt your glow when you have it. Don't keep it inside.
Yes. Oh my gosh. When you see that naked body in the morning, say, hey,
hello,
I'm
gorgeous.
Going out and
still perky. Still going
so
on.
Still perky. Who cares if you see a little bit of stretch marks and fat here and there? Who cares?
No.
You know, love your body.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you so much
for
being on our show.
Yes.
And you know, I love this is gonna be your first experience with a podcast.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge about beauty and beauty routine, beauty regimen, and just being beautiful inside and out. I've learned so much from you and I cannot wait to try your products. Oh my
Sending
gosh.
Them
oh
over.
My gosh. Yes, thank you so
much.
Big hug. Thank you so much. Big hug. And don't forget people. Wait, hold on. I cannot forget my tip for today. Beauty may be so much more than skin deep, but that doesn't mean that you should neglect your skincare. If you're looking for a good place to start, check out Julie's website at julielind.com, www.julielind.com. And you will learn so much from her. She has amazing products and you will love your skin more than ever. Thank you so much. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Next week, we are going to talk about social media for all of you people who are, you know, who are starting a business. This is the episode that you want to watch. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Julie.
Thanks. Happy
Thank
Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Give love.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.